welcome to the Self Mastery Journey podcast. I'm your host, Montel B. I'm a millennial success coach, digital content creator, and full-time dreamer. My mission is to help ambitious visionaries like you unlock the code to life success. Join me as I take you through my journey of self-mastery, the lessons, the successes, the failures. This is going to be your space to call in your desires, transform your reality, and reclaim your power. Let's dive in. Hey queens, welcome back to the Self-Mastery Journey. My name is Martel B. So if you are new to the Self-Mastery Journey, welcome. The Self-Mastery Journey is a visual podcast which I host over on my YouTube channel as well as my podcast. So on Apple, Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, all of that. Now on my podcast, I did start off by doing a mastery moment at the start of every episode. And now I've realized that it's going to be more of a visual podcast. I've decided that I'm going to have a mastery moment of the week. So as my week goes on, I'm just going to be making notes of any mastery moments that I have. And then I'm going to do a weekly roundup. I just thought that would make more sense than to have it on top of every episode, because I know on YouTube, some people just want, they want the content, they want the video quick, so they may not be interested in hearing about my personal stories. However, if you are interested in that, then of course you'll watch these mastery moment videos where it's specific to these moments that I'm having. So within the mastery moments, I'm pretty much just sharing realizations, revelations, breakthrough moments that I've had over the past week or year, whenever it comes to mind, I will share it with you. So it'll be all things related to personal development, self-mastery, relationships, spirituality. That is pretty much everything that encompasses my life right now. And I want to share the journey with you, which is of course why I created the Self Mastery Journey podcast. So let's get into today's mastery moment or mastery moments. And wow, it's been a while since I've done a mastery moment. So much has happened. So much has changed. I think the last one I mentioned was about my car, and I'm not even sure what happened to that episode. I think I need to post it. But anyway, over the past couple of months, I have had so many breakthroughs. I'm going to try my best to remember everything for this episode, but if not, you'll definitely get it in episodes to come. But I guess the main mastery moments I've been having recently are around me as a woman, or me stepping into my womanhood and my journey to femininity. So I think I have always thought I was a feminine woman. I mean, I like to look nice, I like to dress nice, and I guess I am attractive. So I thought that was what defined being feminine. And it wasn't until getting into my most recent relationship with my current boyfriend, I realized I was not being feminine at all. And I've realized that my true nature is feminine. However, I was stuck in such a masculine state for so long without realizing. And honestly, I've learned so much, and I learn new things every day being in this relationship. It's just exposed me to so much of myself. But I guess this was one of the key things that I'm learning about myself, that I was just stuck in a masculine energy. And how this realization came about was, a couple of months ago, my boyfriend made a comment, and he said that he just wished I'd be like more feminine and just in my feminine nature. And I honestly did not understand what he meant by that at the time, because I thought I was feminine. So me be me, I of course did my research, and from that my mind has been absolutely blown to what I have learned and all of the knowledge, and even just from what I've learned, how much I've already grown and what I've realized about myself. So what I realized is I was stuck in a wounded masculine energy. And what this looked like for me was being stuck in a survival mode. So I've shared my upbringing, my story, my childhood a lot of times here. So you know that I was stuck in a survival mode, being independent from a young age, moving out at 17, paying bills, always having to work and fend for myself. I was stuck in such a survival mentality that I didn't leave any time for fun, enjoyment. Yes, I had times where I was having fun, but ultimately, my life did not feel fun. It felt like I always had to have a guard up to protect myself from people, from relationships, to protect myself financially. I've always tried to protect myself, and I used to pride myself a lot on that, pride myself on being this independent woman and having my own back and being strong. And while they are good qualities to have, I realized that this is actually affecting me, and it affected me in my relationship. That's where it was brought to my attention. But from me doing the work and learning more about feminine energy versus masculine, I've actually realized that it was affecting me in business as well, because the way I've been showing up in my business is from this wounded masculine, from this energy of trying to survive. Everything has to be systematic. Everything has to be in a structure and strategic. And what I've realized is my true essence is not masculine, it's feminine. So I was craving more flow. I was craving things to feel easy. I was craving to have more fun and excitement, but I was just so stuck in a masculine state that all I could think about was making sure everything was in a system and making sure I had all of these strategies. And I was so focused on the strategy that I wasn't using my intuition, using my feminine essence. I wasn't having fun. I wasn't being playful. And I lost that side of me. And something else I've realized recently is I like to say that my superpower is my maturity. So from a young age, I've always been so mature. I've always had so many compliments on my maturity. That's what people always seem to recognize in me. And for so many years, I liked that. I thought, yes, I'm the mature one and blah, blah, blah. No one's treating me as this young girl. And as I get older, I'm realizing I want to reverse that. I actually want to be the young girl. I want people to see me as a young girl. I want to be fun. I want to be playful, because why be so serious? I took on the identity of someone who has to always be serious, has to have my head screwed on, has to show up like a teacher. And it's just it took a lot away from me, and it took that feminine essence. And like I say, it wasn't until being in my current relationship where I realized that I did lose that feminine essence. And I was just so serious all the time. And I was so guarded. I was trying to protect myself against this person who's trying to let themselves in. And there's just been so many breakthroughs from me realizing that I wasn't in my true essence and I wasn't being feminine. And from this day on, I've just realized that I have to be teaching more people, more women about this, because I know, I just see it all around me. I see so many women who are stuck in this wounded masculine phase, and they feel like that is the way forward, being this strong, independent woman, don't need a man, don't need anything. But it's so damaging and it's so toxic to who we are actually meant to be. And I just want to help women back to that journey to femininity and to their true essence and what we're actually called to be, because you will have more fun, you'll have more play, and things will stop feeling so overwhelming and stressing. And I think, for me personally, doing my own research on this, I've just realized that, whoa, masculine type of businesses are not for me. Things that feel too overwhelming and too structured and you have to constantly show up, things that just don't feel flowy for me. Not, I don't want to use the word flowy as in like such a wishy-washy way, but that's kind of how I want things to feel. Things should feel easy. And the way I was building my business, it didn't feel easy. Even the things that I enjoyed, like showing up on video, it got to a place where it just was not enjoyable. And I was just, there was so much resistance there. So some of the changes that I've made since that was deciding that I'm no longer going to run my business on Instagram. That was a massive decision for me. That was something that was keeping me so, that it was just like draining so much of my energy without me realizing it was keeping me in this wounded masculine, because I felt like I had to show up on Instagram. I had to kill it on Instagram. I had to know everything about Instagram. And I realized that that doesn't resonate with me. It was personally because I didn't feel like I could be my best creative self on that platform. But because everyone else was doing it, I thought I have to continue. And I just realized that I don't have to do things. I do not have to conform to what society believes is success. I can do things my way. And when I made the decision that I'm only going to show up on predominantly YouTube for the time being, it was like a huge weight was lifted. And I felt a change in myself. My boyfriend felt a change in me as well. And it was just a great feeling. And now I'm able to show up and create from a place where I really want to create. And having a feminine essence is all about creativity. It's about fun. And that's how life really should be. Now, of course, you need certain areas where you are operating from more of a masculine stance, but there's a time and place for that. But you just have to decide what is your true essence and how can you show up from that place. So yeah, that is definitely something that has been a huge breakthrough for me, a huge mastery moment, something I'm constantly working on. But I'm just doing so much research at the minute and I've learned so much already, and I'm ready to share it as well, because it's like, it just clicked for me. I can't click on that side. There we go. It's like it just clicked for me. As soon as I realized I was not being my true feminine self, things just started to click for why things wasn't working the way I wanted them to work. And now I'm actively making the decisions to get back to that true feminine. It just feels so great. It really does. It feels amazing. So that is my mastery moment. I will definitely keep you updated on any revelations I have around this, and I will also be creating a lot of videos about this as well, and I'll be creating a lot of videos about relationships and all of that amazing stuff. So yeah, stay tuned. If you are listening on the podcast, make sure you do give my podcast a review. I would really appreciate it. If you're listening over on YouTube, then make sure you do give this video a big thumbs up and subscribe if you're not already. And I will see you in the next Mastery Moment next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you was vibing with this episode, be sure to screenshot this screen and tag me over on Instagram, and I will also share. You can find me over on Instagram at Montel B, and you can also find me on YouTube at Montel B as well. So if you want more goodness like this, then I do have a link in the show notes which will give you access to my email list. That's where I share exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and you'll be the first to know about any upcoming trainings. I would really appreciate if you went ahead and rated this podcast. I am brand new, so every rating counts. You can leave me a rating over on Anchor or Spotify. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one.